tell the reporter what happened. I'm here to take pictures. Okay, what was your name?
My name's Tracy.
Okay, what did you see here today?
We didn't see it, we heard it, and it was really, really loud. By the time we came out, you could hear the boy in the white car. He was like screaming because he was in so much pain. And the woman in the gray car was like really disoriented.
I think it's like a gray Land Rover.
I think it's a Land Rover, yeah. So the mom appeared to be okay, just a little shaken up. I think she hit her face because she had a little bit of blood coming from her nose and her mouth, but she wasn't bleeding anymore. It was more the boy. You can see it's kind of crushed the passenger side in the front. So like the dash area, it kind of came down like on his leg. And we couldn't open the door, so like some of the guys, they got on and they got a crowbar and they were able to open it, and they pulled him out and they laid him down.
So just people in the community.
Yeah, we all kind of came in, and I was trying to help direct traffic, and I'm trying to help that lady so she didn't walk out into traffic. And then like the family of the lady and the boy, they lived down the street, so they came, and obviously they're upset. So I was trying to like talk to the girl to calm her down, but they put the boy on the gurney right away.
Okay, and the Land Rover was going on the wrong side of the road?
That's what they're saying, yeah. That that's what the mother of this car, she was saying that she was driving, she was driving east, and then the gray car driving west on the wrong side.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm, and from like a ways down, and they just collided. And, I mean, had obviously been going a really high rate of speed, because you can tell the damage from both vehicles, they're both totaled. So, yeah, it's pretty scary. We're more concerned about the boy trying to get him out. But
and so you said something about his legs.
His leg, his left leg, like from up here on the top, his femur, it looked like it's broken. It's snapped. Because
he's
about 17.
About 17 years old.
Yeah, I don't think he's any older than that. And then he had on his head, he was bleeding from his head and his eye, I think from either maybe he hit the dash or the door hit, you know, from the side, but he was bleeding. But yeah, they're going to airlift him to Loma Linda, and then they're taking the mom. I don't know where they're taking the mom for observation to check her out, and then they check the other lady, the gray Ranger. Mm-hmm. They took her to the hospital as well.
Okay, and so, that was the one that you were saying was combative?
Yeah. Yeah, she appeared to be a little combative when they were putting her on the gurney.
And they did a breathalyzer.
And they did a breathalyzer on her. And even when I was trying to help her, you know, obviously she's disoriented because it's an accident, but I was trying to keep her from ongoing traffic and stuff, you know. So hopefully everybody's going to be okay.
All right.
All right.
All right, well, I appreciate it.
Not a problem, sir.
All right, take care.
Uh-huh.